are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
Welcome back to Season 4 of the Up to Me Magazine Show, your inspirational go-to showcase for behind the scenes with industry professionals and Christian entertainment. Join us today with our very special guest, actor, producer, director, and author Camille Arnette of his award-winning film, Maddie the Discovery, and his popular children's book, A Good Man, a children's I Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda story, a Saving Destiny series. I'm your host, Gabby G, because I was born with the gift of gab, a trait that each of my friends and family can all attest to. So whether you like to talk a lot like me or you're just a great listener, please join me in my virtual Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with me as I introduce to you each morning another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. Each week, I will welcome our guests and invite you to join me in conversations on diverse topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I'm blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team, and I do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. Here at Up to Me Magazine, we love to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. We are pleased to announce that Up to Me Radio is now on TuneIn through Alexa and Google Home. Simply say, I want to listen to Up to Me Radio on TuneIn, or listen to Up to Me Radio through Google Play Music, as well as Stitcher and iTunes. Join our nearly 1 million listeners in uploading any one of these apps on your mobile or Android devices. Up to Me Radio can also be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Why not look for our latest feature of Up to Me Magazine? You can purchase a subscription by going to www.up2memagazine.com. Well, my very special guest this week is one who is familiar to all of our Up to Me Magazine show's loyal listeners, as he is making his third appearance on our show here this morning. As you know, Cameron Arnette, or Camille, is an actor, producer, director, and talk show host who carved out a successful career in the late 80s and 90s with such shows as NBC's Miami Vice, ABC's China Beach, Fox's Star Trek's The Next Generation, VH1's Single Ladies, and Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns. Among his past film credits are Mark Peace Experience, Man's Best Friend, and recently in the 5 Dove Award-winning Stand Your Ground. Today, he is CEO of Camille Arnette Production Studios, or CAPS, a television, film, and entertainment film and television portal and record label, as well as CEO of BYOBB Media / Records, producer and director of Jesus Is My Booski, BYOBB Blast, which stands for Bring Your Own Bible Baby Blast, BJA Today, and It's Pivotal, with his lovely wife and co-director-producer, BJ Arnette, as well as the producer and co-host of the nationally syndicated The Christian View. However, it is for his most recent children's book, A Good Man, A Child's I Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda Story, a Saving Destiny series, and award-winning film, Maddie the Discovery, that I have asked him to bless us with his appearance once again this morning. Please help give me a very warm welcome to Mr. Camille Arnette. Welcome, Camille.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Shoo, it's taking my breath away just reading through all of your experience here. You're amazing to me, and thank you so much for your precious time.
Oh, not a problem at all. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Kemi, I know we've discussed this before, but you're certainly no stranger to our loyal audience here at Up to Me Magazine. And most of us know your rags to riches and rags, and rags back to riches story.
It is a whirlwind.
You know, that's just the journey the Lord puts us on. So when you told me that you had written your autobiography, I could not wait to carve out, and I really did this, I carved out an entire weekend at the beach and to sit down, because I just knew I was probably going to be a 500 to 800-page personal journey filled with glossy pictures from your Hollywood days, you know, family photos, film stills, with your words of wisdom throughout. So I literally got on my deck at my beach, and I had my snacks out, and I was ready to take on War and Peace of your life. I just knew it was going to be this big, huge, you know, War and Peace of your life. I was like, gross, so just ready to open it up. And when I pulled it out of the envelope, I'm like, it's like paper's in here. But I pulled it out, and I saw this beautiful book, A Good Man, A Child's I Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda Story. And I said to myself, you know, what was I thinking? Of course, knowing you, this is exactly how you would write your autobiography. So could you tell us about your book and why you chose to write it as an instructional guide for children?
Wow. Well, you know, you have to take a look at it from the perspective of God himself. God is a father. And God, his desire for all of us is that we get to know him, we understand who he is, we receive command and instruction, that he raises us as his own, and that we have benefits in life. And so I wanted to follow the footsteps of my father, the way that he's raising me, and make it something that can impart truth and life and instruction and a pattern. One of the things that I hate is for people to come behind me and make the same mistakes. The reason why God gives parents is so that their children don't have the same mistakes. They will have mistakes of their own, but they shouldn't have the same ones that their parents had. And so we're sent to go back into our children's lives and to tell them and give them a roadmap so that they can start better than we have, doing the better things than we did, standing on our shoulders and never making the same mistakes, not having the same pitfalls and same issues. And so that was my desire. And so it's, you know, God has always given my wife and I a heart and a mind for young people. And so when this came about, I just really wanted to make sure that it was something that was going to add life and add instruction to whoever it is that wants to follow. And as you know, you read the book, you understand that it's not just for somebody who's a 5 or 10-year-old, but the reality is that it is a promise book to parents and children. It's a covenant book where they can actually get together. So you know, they can get together and decide to really be in agreement to watch over their children's destinies. And so that was the intent.
It really, and I should add, it's not paper thin. It's like 120 pages here. So I apologize for that. I didn't mean to say it that way.
I've lived a short life, no.
And actually, it's jam-packed with wisdom every single page. And so what I love about that is that it's not just a child's book, but like you said, it is a covenant book, and it is something that a parent could sit with their child with at night and read a page or two and discuss the lessons in this. And I actually, as I was reading this, I was kind of cringing because for myself, because the mistakes you were talking about were ones that I made myself. I'm like, okay, I had to learn that lesson too. Okay, I had to learn that lesson. So I think it's as an adult, you know, you look back and you see that. But I love how you say that you don't want our children as parents, we don't want our children to learn or to have to make the same exact mistakes that we made. They make their own, but as humans. But I love it because I feel like that helps to break the chain of generational sin, if you will, or just generational, you know, mistakes and errors that women.
When you talk about generational curses, I think part of the problem is that we don't spend the time to really impart the way that we should to our children. We allow society, we allow television, the radio, whatever it may be, to raise them. But the reality is that if you take a look at all of television and everything else, it's called programming for a reason. We allow our children to be programmed by the world and yet want them to have a Christian lifestyle and in the benefit of God. And so we have to find ways to give them what they need from the way that God intended. You know, one of the things that I say all the time is that, you know, people say that knowledge is power. And I say knowledge is not power. Knowledge applied is power. And so for me, I wanted to make sure that people had a practical application on the knowledge, because when you talk about wisdom, wisdom is the ability to use knowledge, to rightly divide and to actually apply it correctly. And so people talk about being wise, but unless you're doing something, unless you're applying and it's bringing out the benefits and the results, then you don't have wisdom. The Bible says that wisdom is justified by her children. So it's really what wisdom produces that says that it's actually wise. And so we have to get to the point where we receive it from God the way that he intended, and then we begin also to reciprocate not only back to him, but to hand it down to our children in a practical way, so that the resource can be had at a younger age.
And I love that your heart for yourself and BJ also is for children, because they're our next generation. They're going to be running our country. They're going to be our next politicians.
Right. That's right.
You know, and I should add. Go ahead.
Say again.
And also our next missionaries.
Correct. I mean, everything that they do in their lives will still impact us. We have to understand it's the same way that the Lord says to Paul, when you were younger, you went and you did what you wanted to do and everything. When you're older, somebody's going to go ahead and take you where you don't want to go. And so whether we're dealing with, you know, how he dies, whether we're dealing with, you know, captivity, whether we're dealing with the reality of it, is that as we grow older, our children then are going to become our leaders in whatever aspect of life. And it's important and it's imperative that we put inside them what they should be able to know. If they have no respect for life, if they have no respect for the aged, if they have no respect for those who have gone before them, then the same way that society now is deciding what is viable life and defining personhood, you know, right now in legislature and in government, they're actually deciding that if you are not able to produce a certain way in life, then you're not viable and you can't be put to death. And so these are the children that are going to actually not only make that decision, but also implement the effect of just taking you out, because now you're not viable. So those are the things that are happening in society. And so if our children are not infused with the heart, the mind, and the intent and the relationship with our Christ, then they have nothing left to them but to decide from the dictates of the world what to do with us.
And so I wanted to ask you to talk about the CAPS ministry that yourself and BJ have, just as an addition to what, you know, you just said, because I love what you do. You go out into, is it Atlanta where you live, and out into your own neighborhood? And what is the program that you have? Is it in relation to a church out there where you bring the kids?
Well, you know, my wife and I started two different churches in Atlanta. When I had left California, they wanted me to do partial body nudity and all that kind of stuff. And I left the industry for about 16, 17 years and went into full-time ministry, started two different churches, of which BYBB is one of those. And our focal point was evangelism. I learned street ministry out of New York in the church that I was in New York. And I fell in love with it, saw miracles on the street. And so I had that within my DNA. And so when we started the church in Atlanta, that's really kind of the basis, is to get out in the streets, proclaim Christ, get people saved, blind eyes opening, deaf hearing, all those kind of things. That's who we are. And so as we started that, God just blossomed it from one thing to the next. And so about a good 7 to 8 years ago is when he really turned me around and sent me back into the entertainment industry. What I saw happen in Atlanta was that I left, like I said, California, and nothing was going on in Atlanta. We had no industry. And it's almost as if the industry followed me to Atlanta, and then the Christian filmmaking industry just blossomed out of Georgia, and now Christian filmmaking is the fastest growing genre within filmmaking as a whole, and Georgia is leading the way. And so he basically placed me where he wanted to be without me knowing, and now we, as you know, Camionette Production Studios, we are in the thrust of doing all of that. And one of the things that God had me do also, which again, you see how he orchestrates, sometimes it's with you knowing, and sometimes it's just what he gets you to do. Even the Camionette Production Studios is really Camionette Productions Studio, because the heart and the mind of God is not only to produce film, but to produce all things that bring a benefit to mankind. And so our hands are not only within filmmaking, but it's within business, it's within creating witty inventions and those kind of things. So we're kind of in the midst of everything that we can put our hands to that will actually do man good from God's perspective. And so that's the intent behind CAPS.
That's so amazing. And I love how you bring kids in. You hold them account, yes, and you allow them to work in your production studio, but you hold them accountable. Can you tell us about what it is you require of them?
Well, you know, again, you know, the Bible says to us that he doesn't say to open more churches. He says to go and make disciples. And that's part of what we know. The whole point of discipleship is to raise up those who are in the image of our Lord and Savior. We're supposed to be there's only one man, and his name is Jesus. And
Amen.
All of us are meant to be him in our skin.
Yeah.
You know, and so Jesus, the man, got received his body from Mary, but he received his fatherhood, his spirit from God, the Father. And so the same way when we're born again, we have our skin from man, but the reality is that now we have the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead living in us, the same way that he had without ever sinning, but now we can actually be restrained from ever sinning again, and that ought to be our intent. And that's the purpose that he gave the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, so that we come to the perfect man, the full measure, stature of Christ. And so when we take a look at the youth, that's how we see them. We want to infuse Christ in them so much so that their reality becomes what is of heaven. Jesus walked the earth in a body, but his mind never left heaven. And so whenever he saw anything on the earth, he transacted kingdom business. He infused Christ or the word of God into it, and it changed into what heaven looks like. And we're here to train the youth to have a mindset that is more of from heaven than of the earth. And as we do that, they begin to overcome things, or they begin to have a lifestyle that they never fall as a prey to certain things, and they're able to deliver other people. They are risen in a heavenly mindset. And that's really what we try to do. And again, you know, we're dealing with humans, we're dealing with parents, we're dealing with all kinds of things. But that's the intent of Kami and BJ Arnett as children of God, understanding that we are here to replicate Christ, not just to open more churches.
And have you seen any of the parents transformed as a result of what you were doing with their children?
Yes, we have. And as a matter of fact, we've seen grandparents transformed. We've seen parents transformed. Because, again, what happens is that the same way that they rejected Jesus, we have to remember that they rejected a sinless, holy, righteous individual that never sinned, that never did anything wrong, that always taught right, that always spoke right, but truth is not loved by the evil. And so when we go out to do good, sometimes we think that everybody's just going to love the fact that we're speaking truth. Well, it's not going to happen in a pack of lies. And so when we started out our congregation, our first congregation, we had parents of the youth at the time, because a lot of the people that were in our church, you know, we met them at 18, 19, 20, those kind of things. And their parents really they were very stringent on us. They came and tested our water. They called us a cult. They did all kinds of things because we were teaching their children after Christ. But once the results started coming in, once they started getting older as young adults and newly married couples and now being parents, and they started to see the difference in their children's lives and the difference in their grandchildren's lives, well, it became a different story. Now they at least how would I say they let us be. You know, because you can't refute results.
Right, exactly.
You can decide not to become a part of it, whatever, but you can't refute results. And so when their children are prospering and doing better than they did when they were their age, and when their grandchildren are speaking of Christ and not falling sway to the rap world and the debauchery and all those kind of things, then it becomes something that pleases them. So we have to outweigh certain perspectives on us by allowing God just to bring out the results.
Yeah, results don't lie, and you're absolutely right. I just love that. I just wanted to bring that out because you practice what you preach, and so I just wanted people to understand that you really do go above and beyond. You live what you do, and this book just encompasses all of that for me, and I just it's just really special. And also, what I love that I read about you is that the Lord gifted you with a special vision at the age of 8 when you were a youth yourself.
Yes.
And so, yeah, can you tell us about that? And how does it relate to the lessons of your own life? Because, like you said, it wasn't something that you understood at the time.
Correct. You know, it's funny because, you know, just like America, we think of ourselves as a Christian nation. You know, I'm from Port Prince, Haiti, and everybody is a quote unquote supposed to be Christian, even though we practice voodoo and everything else that we did. Just like, again, here in America, we do so many other things that are outside of the will of God, but we call ourselves Christians. Well, when I was around 8 years old, you know, I had an understanding of God, even though I didn't know God, but I knew enough to ask him, what is this all about? And one day I was in my mother's house, my parents' house. And I'm looking out of the window, and I say, God, there's got to be more to it than this. Who am I? What is this about? And he showed me a vision. And one was me in front of a sea of people speaking. And so I began to understand that God had a destiny for me. God had something that he wanted me to do in life. And, you know, for a long time, I would just see and notice that within myself that I didn't have the same desires as some of my friends did. I always had something inside of me that said that there's something more. And for a long time after that, you know, I forgot the vision and everything else. But at a certain point in time, you know, regardless of whether you remember or not, God is with you and God is orchestrating life. And he's always causing things to work together for your good, even when you don't know him. And at a certain point in time, God began to bring that vision back to my mind. And from that point, around 33 to 38 years old, I began to really pattern myself after what he had shown me. And really, that's when I had to make that decision with what was happening in California. And it became a point where I had to decide between an ungodly career that gave me a lot of money and that had a lot of carrots dangling in front of me and those kind of things. And yet, or the true understanding and a true relationship and walk with Christ. And that was the decision. And so I made the decision to go with God. And all I can say to anybody who's listening is that he is so faithful. There's nothing that he has called you to walk away from that he doesn't have something better. To see what God has done with my life after the 25 years or so of you know, again, Abraham and Sarah and all these kind of things, and, you know, Joseph and all this time, David, all these people that had to wait on God even mm-hmm. after they were anointed, even after they were spoken to, I can say to them right now, I don't care what you think, what you feel, what people say, God is faithful. He will be beholden to no one. And what he says in his word, what he says to you that he will do, he will do. All he wants you to do is to follow him regardless of what. Put everything aside to stay with him regardless of what you see, because we do not walk according to the things that we see, because they are temporal. But the things that we do not see are eternal. And when he speaks to you, it's greater than anything natural that you could possibly see, and he will bring to pass what he says to you that he will do.
And so this is what I love about your book, because it really helps. And after I was reading through it, I got this underlying message that it's not even just for children. It's not too late. Even as a teen or a young adult or a full-grown adult to learn these lessons that you have placed in this book and to allow God to move us forward. And allow me, if you will, to read pages 29 and 30 from your book. 29 says, "All I have to do is believe and obey him. Phew, the burden is off me. How awesome is that? I'm heaven bound. Why I have the beginning of heaven here." And the reason I love this so much is where you say, "The burden is off of me." How awesome is that? Because that's a lesson that I learned myself. Because when you obey the Lord, it's freedom in that. When you surrender to his ways, it's a gift and it's freedom. It's just freedom. And because you don't have to figure it all out. You don't have to figure it out.
Right.
You don't have to go step by step. You don't have to orchestrate everything. He's got it covered. And so his plan is always bigger and better than we could ever imagine for ourselves, because he knows us so well, because he created us. So it's just so beautiful. And then reason number two on page 30 says, "Jesus is my practical roadmap to wise decision making. I don't even have to guess at it or wonder. And don't tell anyone, shh, this is just between the two of us. Sometimes I don't even have to think. I just do what he says, and guess what? It works. And man, I look so smart, and he lets me." I just love that. Yeah, he lets us have the glory for what
he
the
does.
Ideas that he gave us. And it's just amazing to me. And it really, the reason I love that is because it's so simple. It's not. This book is not complicated. It's very simple.
No.
Just like the Lord is very simple.
He's very simple. I have a mentor by the name of Jim Rohn, and he says the thing about it is that the things that are simple to do or easy to do are also easy not to do. And so when we take a look at God, God is as simple as they come, man. God doesn't make anything difficult. We make it complicated, because we think that we have to do so much. And God, all he says is, see, he's a father that is raising children. If we will make ourselves children again, then the Father will raise us. We are living a predestined life, a life that the creator of the universe thought so much of us to make us like himself and to be able to walk with us in the cool of the day and to allow us to discover the beauty of who we are in him. He's the one that's guiding us through that. And so if we just simply let it go and let him tell us what to do, then we'll be fine. The issue is that we, in our flesh, walk in pride, walk in ego, want to be a self-made man, want to be the God of our own lives, want to be an adult, and we'll never be that to God. He is the Ancient of Days. You can never be an adult before God. And so he will allow you to look like a great adult before man, but you can never go to him and be an adult.
I love that, because we're reduced to like a child. If we stand before the Lord, it says that we'll just fall right to the ground because his glory is so great. That's amazing. We're going to have to go to break in just a few seconds, but I just want to ask how you can tell our listeners how we can acquire a copy of your amazing book.
Well, you know, we are on Amazon, and so you can go there, but you can also go to camyarnett.com, CamyArnett.com, and you'll find a shop page where you can go ahead and get the book, you can get all the materials and everything that we have and that we do. And so please, as a matter of fact, like you said before, it is not just a children's book, although I want to catch them young. No matter how old you are, you can go ahead and grab this and get back on track.
And that's the beauty of this book. And okay, so we're going to take a short station break. And when we return, we'll talk more with Cami and Arnett about his award-winning new film, Maddie, The Discovery. So don't go away.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see, every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back with actor and director Kame Arnett. If you have any questions or comments for Kame, please call in at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1. And we'll start taking calls around 10:45. Well, before the break, we were talking with Kame about his latest children's book, which he refers to as a Saving Destiny series. But Kame and his CAPS Production Studios and Partnerships 24 Flicks and Sweet Coffee Productions also have a very powerful new film about one girl who must learn how to embrace her destiny and God-given purpose with a life-altering decision. Let's take a listen now first to the trailer for the film, Maddie the Discovery.
But it seems that God has given Maddie some gifts.
Some gifts.
She sees things that they don't believe no one else can see. Secret things. Hidden things. God has shown Maddie some things being done in that house. In secret.
Maddie.
Horrible things being done to the innocent.
Take it away. Please. Take it away. I had another vision.
Wow, that is so powerful, Kame. Can you set us up with the premises for the film for those who haven't seen it yet?
Yes. First of all, Maddie, the Discovery. Maddie itself is a trilogy. It's a film in three parts. And so the first one is Maddie, the Discovery. The second is Maddie, the Revelation. And the third is Maddie, the Manifestation. And so we start out with a young girl who is discovering her prophetic gifts, that God has given her visions, insight into the lives of the other people. She doesn't know what to do with it. She doesn't know what really it is sometimes. And she has a grandmother who's actually that connection to Christ, who's really leading her through this process. And she's trying to figure out whether she's going to use it for good, evil, those kind of things that are happening in her life. And she's being grown in from a tumultuous kind of lifestyle. And we get to see how all of that works out in the first episode, if you would. And that is Maddie the Discovery. And so it starts out with the family life, what it's like, what she goes through, how she learns, how she discovers what she has to do. And then in Maddie, the Revelation, we move on to the community aspect, how this interrelates with her in the community. And so it goes from that tight-knit family and close friend perspective to what Maddie becomes and how it affects the community in which she's in and how that community affects her. And then from the last episode or installment, we deal with society. The manifestation of Jeremiah the prophet to the nations, what she looks like, what happens, and how it affects life. And those are the three parts. And so we're seeing a microcosm right now in Maddie the Discovery.
It's really amazing. Now, this isn't necessarily a feel-good film, and it delves into some pretty intense topics. So why did you choose a film with this particular message?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think the film chose us. God chose us for this film. God gave us this film. And what happened was that my wife and I were cast in the film prior, and the producers couldn't do it. They were tied up with another film, those kind of things. And the writer came to us and said, you know, God has really put it in my heart that you guys are the ones to make this. Would you pray? And I'd really like you to take it on. So my wife and I really got before God, and we got the green light. He says yes. And so we took it on as a film. And so producing, directing, and acting, and it's really a labor of love. And, you know, I when you look at how God orchestrates, I really understand why the film fell into our hands or why he gave it to us is because I know for myself, God calls me audibly. I heard God speak to me with my own two ears in California. He says, I have made you a prophet, and I've called you to the nations. And it was so loud that I turned around and it just threw me off. And so, again, back to the 8 years old, God showing me speaking to people, back to being in California and having to make that decision, and also God speaking to me audibly. Now, in the combination of film and television, all these things are coming together. And what is our first project? An understanding of the prophetic, someone coming to grips with who they are as a prophet. And so, you know, God is so cunning. He's so wise. He's so strategic in that he would have me act, direct, and also produce a film that deals with a coming of age, if you would, of the prophetic, because I really believe that this is what this is. As a matter of fact, even within the entertainment industry, the way that one of the ways that I got back into it is that I was a part of a entrepreneurial group, and they knew that I moved prophetically, and they called me in and they said, "What is going to happen? What do I see coming? Where should we invest our money?" And so God had already shown me what was going to happen in Atlanta, what was going to happen in Georgia, and of course globally, in the sense of entertainment. And so I gave them God's perspective, and I told them, you ought to be putting your money in Christian films, because in the next few years, here's what's going to happen. And so I gave them a strategy, and I gave them, as a matter of fact, the Camionette Production Studios a strategy of what to do. And they laughed at me, threw me out of the room. And about 2 years later, these were supposed to be Christian entrepreneurs, and they just thought that I was crazy. I mean, they just, you know, when it came to Christian films becoming the top of the industry, none of them could see it. None of them could gather how that would happen. And so 2 years later, The Passion of the Christ came out.
Yes.
And then $600 million later, we have an entire entertainment industry. And what, a couple of years ago, the number one film, the Kendrick Brothers, right, War Room.
Yes, that was amazing.
Was the number one film in America. And so God shows that prophetically he had already told me that. And so now, as a filmmaker, as an actor, as an entrepreneur, as a businessman, he has employed, if you would, or he has catapulted my wife and I into this arena where we can't stop the prosperity of what's happening. Not that we're trying to, but we're now involved with following him the way that he's told us to, and we're watching things happen that he had mentioned way before then.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, like you said, how he brought you from L.A. to Atlanta when there was nothing even happening, and then here you are right in the heart of it again, because he called you back, because he did give you the gifts and talents to do what you're doing, but just not for the world. He called it unto himself. But back then in the 80s and 90s, that hadn't happened yet. That hadn't appeared yet. But I think with the way the world is moving and all the things happening in our world today, it's such a time as this. And so the Lord is now preparing yourself and others, I think, in the Christian entertainment industry, because the Christian entertainment industry just didn't exist back then. But this is what he's and this is what he called you for, and this is why I love, because, and just like with your book and in your cast, because your cast has children in it, as young adults, it has adults, it has grandparents, you have every perspective in this film, which is such an amazing thing. And I wanted to talk about some of the cast, because I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the talent in your film. Oh my gosh! Well, starting off with yourself and BJ.
Even before then, let me say this, because again, with the book, people need to understand, because it is a matter of application and actually fulfilling it. Because the illustrator in the book at the time she was 12 years old. Now she's 13, and so even the illustrator in the book is a protege, if you would, of the ministry. She's someone that was raised in the ministry, that is being raised in the ministry now, and now we're employing their gifts and their talents, and they do so much of the internet stuff that we do. They do so much of the production. We have editors, illustrators, and everything else, and the illustrator is now nominated for what she did inside the book. And so,
and her name is Miracle Sales.
Her name is Miracle Sales. That's correct.
So, I just want to give her a little bit of credit.
You start to see that they're starting younger. At 13, they're illustrating books. At 13, they're editing shows. At 13, they are running programs and things that we didn't start until in our 40s. they're doing at 12 and 13 years old, and that's the intent of, and they're doing it for God. They're doing it as Christians. They have a dislike, if you would, for the way that the world does things because they've never known anything else but the ways of God. And so it's a beautiful thing to see.
Well, and that's, and I know you don't want to give yourself credit, but I do know that it's also due to your commitment, yours and BJ's, and, you know, just how you live your life and your obedience to the Lord. So I just want to give you a little shout out for that. But tell us about, I you give credit where credit's due as well. And I wanted to give a shout out also and talk about the lead of Maddie, Brianna Hope Beaton. Can you tell us about Brianna?
Brianna, again, a very talented, godly young lady, raised in Christ and powerful in the way that she's living her life, an example to other young people. And again, the way that God put this cast together, I would love to take the credit, Gail, but I cannot. he orchestrated so well because Brianna came out of nowhere. We were part of the ICFF going to the festival, and we put out the casting on the internet, and she answered the call, blows us away, and the first person that we saw when we got to Orlando was Brianna Six, and I said to my wife, "That's her right there," and she was helping out everybody, and it was just phenomenal that way. Out the other young lead, Jarvis Johnson, was actually my bank teller.
What?
A godly man, wanted, 27, wanted to be an actor all his life, totally in love, on fire for God. And I walk into my bank, and the teller that used to really take care of all of what I do said, she wanted to be a costumer, and I said, "Get in touch with my wife," and she never did it. But she said to me, "Have you met Jarvis? He's always wanted to be an actor." So right then and there, we met. And God said, "This is the guy." He wanted to play this role. And he was brilliant.
Oh, my God.
He was absolutely brilliant. And so all of this is how this came to be.
That's amazing.
And so the ensemble is really God's doing.
Yes.
I get to look smart.
Yes, right? I love that. See, that's true. Yeah, you get to look smart, and he lets us take the credit, but really it's all to the glory of God.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have I'm kind of curious about this question also. But why would the Lord give his saints or certain saints? He gives us all different gifts and talents and for his purposes and intentions. But why do you feel like he gives some believers the gift of knowledge in the lives of other people?
Well, again, you have to take a look at God. God, his way of doing things, Ephesians says, is by what every joint supplies that the body of Christ grows in love. And so what happens is that God doesn't look at any gift as being really more important than the other. He just looks at you using the gift that he gave you as being important to you. It's the same way when we take a look at the parable of the talents. He gave to one 5, he gave to one 2, he gave to get one, that kind of thing. And he doesn't move according to you using your he doesn't require of you to fulfill somebody else's gift. He requires of you to fulfill your own. So when a person who has 5 talents produces another 5 more, that's 100%. Well, the person who has 2 gifts does another 2 more, that's 100%. And the person who has 1 gift does 1 more, that's 100%. And so all of it is 100% based on what he gave you to do as supply to the rest of the body. So you never have to compare yourself as to what God gave to other people. It's one of the things that I had to realize. God gave me a temperament as an apostle, prophet, and teacher. God gave me a temperament that the church itself does not like. When you take a look at people like Paul, people like John the Baptist, and prophets and apostles, the church is afraid of them. don't like them, don't want them around. Why? Because they deal with structure. They deal with authority. They deal with pointing where God speaks and what God says. They deal with correction and those kind of things that deal with bringing people and raising people up to a standard of being like the Jesus that they follow. It's not enough that we, you know, open blind eyes and deaf ears and everything else. He said, in that day, they'll say, Lord, Lord, and he said, I never knew you. Why? Because the fruit of the Spirit was not your mainstay. The character of Christ was not who you were. You did his thing, then he confirmed his word, but you didn't allow that word to be actually worked out inside of your life. And so when we deal with that, we're taking a look at the reality of everybody using their gifts for the sake of raising up the body. And for me, I had to become comfortable in my own skin. I had to accept the fact that my temperament, though sometimes what men would call abrasive, but the reality is that Jesus would say, you know, Jesus would say certain things. You have to drink of my blood and eat of my flesh. And say, is that, man, that's a hard word. Who can keep it? And those are the things that in this process of why he gives certain things is that we can be interconnected and rely on him and rely on each other and not be our own God. Even though I may have an insight into somebody else's life, it doesn't mean that I don't need that person's life to make sure that my life goes right.
No, I know, but I think there is, like in the movie, Maddie, she sees other people's lives, like she can see what goes on. And so, but there is a responsibility when he gives you your gifts.
Oh, sure, but for every gift.
For every gift, yes, there's a responsibility that comes along with that. And so...
Correct.
So how does the movie address that responsibility for Maddie? Are you allowed to talk about that, or you don't want to give it away?
No, to a certain extent. I mean, again, that's why I said at the beginning, she has this gift, and she's discovering that it's there, but it's her grandmother. Again, the whole point of life is that you have to marry the wisdom of the aged and with the vigor of the youth. And when you could put those two things together in a holy setting, then you could have something that will produce what God wants. And so you have the grandmother who has a definite relationship with God, who understands that it's all about Christ, who understands that what she is seeing is like, again, an Eli to Samuel kind of perspective. And so she's the one that's raising her in understanding that place and that point and what God wants to do. And that's what we have. We have all of that within the body of Christ. But again, as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, he says to us, you are here for the raising up of the church. You are here that we would come to the full measure and stature of Christ. He tells them what their job description is. However, what has happened is that the church has walked away from the very government of God to listen to the rest of the world as to how it should be raised.
Mm. Well, and we have CAPS Productions to make sure that that doesn't take place.
Well,
you're a beacon for people, I think.
It is. You know, again, the airwaves, we call it programming. We call it content. And the whole point of it is that if Christ was here today, the same way that he spoke in parables, and the parables were nothing more than illustrations to give us a spiritual understanding in a natural way. And so when we take a look at filmmaking, that's really what it is. It gives you a picture of what God is saying so that you can see it in a way that can allow you to understand it, receive it, accept it, and also apply it. And so that's what filmmaking is. So now we have the opportunity to reprogram an entire world, to actually own our image for the first time as Christians. Before that, everybody that's in a film, if they're going to be maniacal, if they're going to be crazy, if they're going to be doing wrong, it's going to be a Christian. But now, as Christians, we are able to show who the Christ is. We are able to show the world the love of God. We're able to actually portray Christians the way that they should be. And just like we found out in the entire perspective of Laban and Jacob, what you put before the people is what they become. And so if we are now able to put Christianity the way that it truly is before the people, they have something to aspire in a prototype for them to follow and to become. And that's what our job is.
Well, I feel like the Christian entertainment industry is really blessed to have people like yourself and BJ and your production company to spearhead and be a mentor and a beacon and a light and a leader in this industry for others who are coming up and coming out. And even like myself, because I look up to what you're doing as well, because it's amazing. We know that it's driven by your heart and your desire for the Lord. And we know that the Lord is underneath everything that you do. It is. And, you know, I just, the reason I have you and BJ on so many times is because I call you my mini series, and you're just full of, you are a mini series. You're always evolving in your craft and for the Lord. And it's always something different, like your book and this movie, Maddie. It's like you're never stale. There's always something new and exciting and different, different genres and just different ways to tell the truth of God's word. And so we're just so thankful to have you on. And this time goes so fast with us all the time. And I do hope that you'll come back when your sequels come out for Maddie and talk about you know, how we can see the screenings for 2 and 3. But can you tell us real quick how our listeners can get more information for locations to view or attend or support a screening for Maddie the Discovery?
Well, as a matter of fact, if there's anyone who wants us to do a screening in, at their church, in their town, wherever it may be, they can get in contact with us at camyarnett.com, CamyArnett.com. CamyArnett.com. And we'd you know, love to come and do a screening and allow people to get involved, because what we're really trying to get the church to do is to get involved. It's not enough for us to curse the darkness. We have to give people an alternative. And so it's important that while God is doing this, he wants us to also sow into or to be a part of, and he's also giving us an opportunity to use our gifts and our callings and our talents in these areas now to proclaim Christ and his return, because now we're preparing a people for his return. So it's just like we're dealing with being, again, John the Baptist. You know, he's coming for the first time, but now as his people, now we're saying to the rest of the world, he is returning, so you need to be prepared. And that's part of what this global aspect of film and entertainment is really all about, is so that the word of God can go into the four corners of the world, be unfettered, unstoppable, and recreate all things within the airwaves, so that people can know that there's a God that loves them, there's a Savior that was sent to save them, and they do not have to die and go to hell. They can go ahead and live now for Christ and be prepared when he returns, because he wants them to be where he is. There is going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and we have to be the ones who proclaim that, not only by word, but also by deed. So Christians, please get involved. CamyArnett.com. We need your help, and we need to fulfill everything that God has given us to do.
Well, that was beautiful. We're always blessed and inspired, Cammy, with all of your Christville projects. And I'm equally excited, though, to learn about all your next projects, including your upcoming role as Coach Bradford in the Order of Rights. And so stay tuned and have your ears out for that. That's going to be another amazing film. And, of course, as your role as Sam Sr. and BJ as Annie in Maddie the Discovery. Would you mind if I sent you off with a blessing so we could close out this portion of our program?
And before we do that, I do want to let people also know, because God has done a phenomenal thing in that he has partnered us and brought us together with the Kendrick Brothers, and I will be coming out in their new film called Overcomer next year, and so be on the lookout for that, and be on the lookout for many more things from the Kendricks, because, again, they are on fire for God, and God has anointed them to call them to lead this, and we're just so pleased that we have them as our mentors and as those that we look ahead to as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Yes, they are. It's amazing. Lord, we just want to thank you for Camille and BJ Arnett and for their Christville production studio, CAPS, which continues to serve as your outreach to reach thousands of people for their plans and purpose through you to advance your kingdom. We ask that you continue to bless and protect them and all that they endeavor for your great commission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. We so appreciate it. Well, if you would like to receive your copy of Camille's children's book, A Good Man, A Child's I Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda Story, A Saving Destiny Series, you can simply go to www.camillearnett.com. And again, that's spelled CamyArnett.com. And click on the shop icon or go to Amazon.com to order your paperback copy today. Maddie the Discovery is coming to Cincinnati, Ohio with a private screening on September the 14th at 7 p.m. at Word of Deliverance Ministries for the World, Inc. And I believe also tomorrow they'll also be in Cincinnati. And to the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival on Saturday, October the 6th in Atlanta, Georgia in Buckhead. So for more information on how you can view or help support a screening, as Camille mentioned earlier, you can go to CamilleArnett.com or you can send him an email at Cameron Arnett. That's his stage name, Cameron, CamilleArnett@gmail.com, or you could simply call 404-422-3023. On social media, you can follow Maddie the Discovery on Facebook and YouTube, respectively. The Up to Me Magazine show will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. So mark your calendars and meet me here at the Gabby G Cafe. And on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire cast of Up to Me Radio, this is Gabby G saying take five this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment. Then come back to share it with us because you know what? It's your life, your moment. It's up to you. And now a special shout out to Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band for creating our theme song, Wake Up. Listen now in its entirety, and if you like it, you can purchase the song for just 99 cents through cdbaby.com or simply purchase through our website at Up to Me Radio. Take us out, Mel D, with our fabulous theme song again, Wake Up by Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
Let's not. can do this no longer. Me have to say, wake up and live. Your life is